AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The number of Americans applying for jobless aid last week retreated to 231,000 after surging to a nearly four-year high a week earlier. And D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and other city officials will testify today before the House Oversight Committee for the first time since President Trump's intervention in the city began. The world's leading chipmaker, NVIDIA, has announced it's investing $5 billion in Intel and will collaborate with the struggling semiconductor company on products. ABC suspended Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show indefinitely following his comments about the death of Charlie Kirk. Former Vice President Kamala Harris says she would have picked Pete Buttigieg as her running mate last year, but America was not ready for the pairing. This is according to an excerpt from her new book, 107 Days, that was published in The Atlantic. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on a somber return to school at Utah Valley University.
Utah Valley University students are back on campus after last week's assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Care stations across campus are offering stuffed animals, candy, and connections to counseling. The courtyard where Kirk was killed is barricaded. Student Matthew Caldwell says classrooms were quieter. Sadness is still in the air. Utah Governor Spencer Cox told students it's okay to be angry. It's what you do with that anger that's important.
This is either the end of something terrible and the beginning of something better, or the beginning of something far worse. And I don't get to make that choice. I wish I could, but you do.
Matthew Caldwell says the way we treat each other in our words can ultimately lead to things like this. And everybody sort of understands that a little better now. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. The Chicago Cubs clinched their first postseason berth since 2020 after an 8-4 victory over the Pirates. Elsewhere, Trent Grisham homered twice, and Cody Bellinger also went deep to send manager Aaron Boone's Yankees past the Twins 10-5.
We have a number of guys where we can play that game.
NFL, Jets quarterback Justin Fields has been ruled out for Sunday's game with a concussion, and Tyrod Taylor will start against the Buccaneers. 49ers QB Brock Purdy return to practice and could play Sunday. Commanders QB Jaden Daniels will not practice earlier than Friday with an injured knee. The D.C. City Council approved legislation allowing the Commanders to return to the site of their former home at RFK Stadium. And WNBA, the Golden State Valkyries' Natalie Nicasse has been named the league's coach of the year. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.